When you think about books set in a district, your mind might immediately go to political thrillers or even some conspiracy being uncovered in the shadowy corners of federal buildings. But those are not the only books set in the D.C. area. WAMU host and reporter Rachel Carizias recently read some romance novels, and they each have a way of portraying the metro area. Hey, Rachel. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, Tamika.
All right, girlfriend. Let's start by defining some terms here. What do you mean when you say romance novel?
The romance writers of America say there are two key elements to any romance novels. The first is that the central focus of the book has to be about characters falling in love. And the second one is that there's got to be a happy ending. So it's not just that they fall in love. We want to end feeling emotionally buoyant. People might worry that there are going to be some spoilers in this conversation, but like we mentioned, even by saying it's a romance novel, there's going to be a happy ending. What's so fun about this genre is figuring out how are the characters going to get there.
Right. And it's just so fun to watch unfold. What were some of the interesting ways DC was portrayed in the romance novels you read?
In Tin Kim Lam's Happy Endings, which came out this year, DC gentrification was actually the central conflict for the couple. Trixie and Andre are exes who get back together for the sake of their businesses. They originally met in New Orleans. She was part of the Vietnamese community there. He is a Black Washingtonian. She wants to open an erotic toy store, even though she feels like her parents don't approve. And he's trying to save his family's struggling soul food restaurant in Northeast DC. Their central fight, or one of them anyway, is whether opening a store in the so-called district market would displace his neighbors. It's a really sticky question about what are newcomers and long-term residents' responsibility to their communities and to their own dreams. The book also has some really incredible descriptions of the Eden Center in Northern Virginia.
All right, check. I'm adding that to my Audible subscription.
I can't wait to talk to you about it.
Yes. So I'm sure a lot of DC-based romance novels take place on Capitol Hill. What was one that highlighted a community outside of Congress?
You're absolutely right that there are a lot of really cliche books that are like, he's a Republican, she's a Democrat, will they fall in love? And we're not going to talk about those right now. I want to talk about Mia Sosa's Worst Best Man, which spotlights the Brazilian immigrant community in the D.C. area. And the lead character's family has a Brazilian grocery in Wheaton. There's a pivotal scene at Adams Morgan restaurant, The Grill from Ipanema. One really telling detail that resonated with me is that the only government person you meet throughout the course of this novel is a DC council staffer. You meet nobody who works on Capitol Hill.
Well, any big surprises in your deep dive?
Yes. The book Sustained, which is about a ne'er-do-well defense lawyer who finds himself falling in love with a woman who just adopted her nieces and nephews, had a very improbable, detailed shout-out to the D.C. Office of Attorney General's Restorative Justice Program. When we pointed this out, D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine tweeted, "Love to see a shout-out to my office's Restorative Justice Program, even in the most unlikely places." I should also say that this list wasn't exhaustive. I'm looking forward to diving into local author J.C. Ellis and her queer romances, and hopefully we could talk about that in a follow-up conversation.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you so much.
That was WAMU host and reporter Rachel Carizias. You can find more of her work at WAMU.org.